Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
He's like, oh, this place is gentrified. I used to be able to buy smack here. And there's legit a dumpster fire. There's like a convertible with no top on cinder blocks behind him. A family living outside. And he's like, this area is gentrified.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I watch that video at least like once a year.
Yeah, it's so funny. Even like people now talking about like going to like a restaurant in Alphabet City.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. You're like, no.
Yeah. Back in the day, like, if you said you were, like, eating at Alphabet City, it was, like, places like that Rossi, like, that Dominican.
Yeah.
That's, like, a bakery that also serves food.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of it just was, like, this like, bodega on the corner that sells, like, we sell tacos. There's, like, two seats in the joint.
Yeah.
It's all
or
that.
Or just has, like, one of those, like, heated things with, like meat pies and stuff in it.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
A lot of handheld food you can eat at lunch 2 hours later.
Yeah. You can kind of move around quickly.
Yeah. Dodge bullets.
Yeah, you can kind of fence with it.
Dude, my dad's favorite thing to talk about is when, because he worked at NYU in, like, the...
Oh, yeah, me too.
Late 80s.
I gotta get both your phone numbers because I wasn't able to text you, but I messaged you to see if you need anything from the
thank you so
all
much.
Good though.
Yeah. But yeah, he's talking about how he worked at NYU in like the late 80s, early 90s, and there was like, and my mom apparently would like go in from Long Island and they would just go, there was like this Jamaican like lunch buffet.
Yeah.
And they would just like go wild. And it was just like kind of over by NYU in like a hole in the ground,
right.
Basically.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, oh, I'm sure the rent for whatever that hole in the ground is now $25,000 a month.
Of course.
Yeah.
It used to be like nothing. That's why they were there.
Yeah.
That's so fucking wild.
Yeah. My dad also loved to tell me about how he would wear his like motorcycle jacket to work. And then it was like, you know, NYU in like the 80s, and he's like, and all the fellas would say hi.
Yeah.
And it's very, yeah.
It's so funny. You forget, like, some of those things still exist. Like, you know that Hell's Angels thing in the East Village?
Yeah.
Like, there was a... I was standing behind a cab, and a woman was crossing the street. One of the guys got off his motorcycle and stood in the street to let the woman cross. And the cab pulled up a little bit, and the guy had on one of the leather vests. He just pulls a gun. His back is to the cars. He just holds a gun up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, stop edging forward.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, chill.
I so want to be a witness.
Yeah. So there was a thing... Because that like clubhouse isn't there anymore, which
it isn't.
No. It just like in the last.
Because it's like next to a police station.
Yeah. The last couple months it left, but they built like you know how that whole neighborhood is like crazy expensive now.
Wow.
So they had it was a little bit cheaper, quote unquote, condos and apartments and stuff over there. And one of the selling points was the Hell's Angels clubhouse is on this block. So if you're a single woman, you should get an apartment here because it will be safer on this block than any other block around
here. And it's 100% true.
Yeah.
Like, for as much as those guys are maniacs, for some reason when it comes to like...
Because they don't want...
Women walking crossing the street or on that block, they seem to protect them, which is a good
thing.
It's
too funny, yeah.
Because they don't... Line. They
it's
don't,
like that weird honor of like amongst criminal. Like it doesn't always happen,
no,
you know?
No.
But like I remember like some of like the real gangsters like... They would always, like, I'd see, like, the most dangerous dudes on my block carrying my grandmother's groceries. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, no, I got it.
Yeah.
I don't want to owe you a favor.
Yeah. And I think with the Hell's Angels thing especially, it's like they don't want any attention.
Yeah. Right. They don't want any outside violence.
They don't need anything.
They'll take care of the violence.
Yeah.
We got enough of our own.
The biggest thing that blew my mind, because my dad is, like, a motorcycle guy, but he was never, like, the dudes that lived behind us. We're in like a motorcycle gang, and they asked him to join. And he's like, "No, I'm good. I have like a whole thing going on over here, like a family and whatnot.
I got a kid now."
Yeah. But he has all the like you know all the Hell's Angels books and all that shit. And I read them when I was like way too young to read them. But forever, all the Hell's Angels had like SS patches on their shit, and then now because it's New York City and it's 2019, like. Even the last 5 years, like, walking past the Hell's Angels, it was, like, black Hell's Angels, Hispanic Hell's Angels, and I was like, this is a different Hell's Angels than he used to be white guys with long beards.
You know him, the kid with the neck tattoo?
Yeah.
Whatchamacallit, he talked about, like, his dad was, or his stepfather was the head of the Hell's Angels, and he was, like, white supremacist. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ain't you Jewish? He's like, yeah, we had to hide it.
Yeah.
So, like, his dad forced him to get a bunch of, like, white nationalist tattoos, like Nazi tattoos, just to cover up the fact that him and his mom were Jewish.
Wow. I mean, you can just
don't tell anyone. Have you heard of that?
Just get a Christmas tree.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Just get a foreskin put on.
Yeah.
Tattoo foreskin over there.
Hey, look, no. Yeah. It's one piece.
Look at this. Yeah, please put your dick away. No one thinks you're Jewish.
It's a one piece.
Dick out there.
God, if you even mention matzo ball, he's gonna whip his dick. Yeah.
She's all proven how Catholic he is.
Did we start already?
Oh yeah.
Vaguely.
Yeah?
This is us starting. We just start talking. Isn't it fun? Isn't that good
this
time?
Is dope. I see the recording happening, so boy, I think we started.
We like to get into it a little bit.
Yeah, we ease into it.
Nice. Thank you so much for having me on, man.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for being here.
Big fan of both of you guys.
Yeah. All right, we'll do the intro, okay? Hey, it's a Little Time Podcast. Isn't that fun? I am one of your hosts, Micah Brucey.
I'm Diego Lopez.
And today, our guest. I like to say your name, too. Here's Alexis Guerrero.
Wow. Comedian.
And he has credits.
And feel free to look those up.
Yeah,
on your own goddamn time.
Yeah, wasn't he already charming? Who cares about credits?
Aren't you already on board? Because you're listening.
Yeah.
Who's listening? Yeah, no, I guess I do that where I'll start a podcast and be like, nah, I'm out. I feel like I rarely will cut. If I start one, I usually listen to it all the way through, feel like.
Okay.
I think recently I've been a little more respectful of my own time. I'm like, I don't have to listen to this thing I'm not enjoying.
No. I have that thing, though, like where you feel bad, especially if you know the people on. Not like, all right, like I know you guys, you're the hosts, but if I also know the guest.
Yeah.
It's like too much. Now I'm like, I'm going to run into one of these three fucking people.
Yeah.
They're going to say something about it. Yeah. They're going to reference it. Yeah. No, I have to know it.
Anytime someone's like, I'm like, don't fucking ever bring your thing up to me.
That's why
I'll talk about it to you if I want to.
That's why I love having a soccer podcast. It's like, I know who listens to it. They're soccer fans. It's like, I don't have to worry about whether other people listen to it or not.
Yeah.
Like, it's a whole thing. Like, I mentioned to Irene, I was like, dude, I love your podcast. And she's like, oh, yeah. And now every time I see her, I know she's going to bring up her recent episode because she's like really proud of it. And it just started.
Yeah.
So now I feel like it's homework. I have to listen to it. You know what I mean? I got to listen to it because she's going to say something.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be that person, you know?
If you're my friend, I've subscribed to your podcast and I've never listened to an episode.
Yeah, I've left reviews.
I left reviews. I'll leave you a review.
You get the download.
100%. Yeah.
You get the download every week from me.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to fucking
listen
all the time.
I'll hit play and
leave the room.
Yeah.
I'll hit play and I'll leave the room.
Yeah, leave it on.
Put it in my bag, turn the volume all the way down.
Whenever one of our friends writes an article, I will click the link and just watch TV for a little while.
Yeah.
So that the algorithm goes, someone was reading this. I'm not reading it. I don't like
reading.
You're
just scrolling with your thumb.
Why would you read? That's my question.
I hate it.
So much
work. If it's important, make a video out of it.
Yeah, at least a Vine.
Yeah.
Is Vine still around?
No, it's make it a TikTok.
Is there audio
do
books?
Do a dance challenge over it. Yeah. Like, the global warming is real.
Is there
splash
audio
yourself with cold water.
Is there audiobooks for articles or
I think magazine? I think you're thinking of podcasts.
No, that's conversation.
Wasn't there the thing, I think it was like an older Mac thing, where you could highlight all the words and then you hit like voice.
Oh, that'd be great.
And like Siri, the original Siri, would read the article to you.
It would read it like, which is
there's
how
no
I
emotion,
like to...
nothing whatsoever. It doesn't care about punctuation.
Who is it, my wife? There we go. Okay, how are we?
Right, we're doing well.
I fucking love and hate both of you so much. It's
I mean,
perfect.
There was an article I opened yesterday about...
An article I open is so funny.
That's kind of special because most people read the headline and they're like, got it.
No.
Did
opened,
it. I'll retweet
that
it.
It's like yesterday where Eric was like, oh, this, like, he brought up something and then we were like, oh, he's like, I just read the headline.
Yeah.
I did know nothing else.
Yeah, I opened the article. It was about Nate Diaz and I'm like, oh, New York Times did an article about Nate Diaz. That's great. I'll support.
Is this your cousin?
No, he's an unknown. It's your cousin, motherfucker.
Yeah. I would never be that casual to his face, by the way. I'm aware of how dangerous he is.
Right. But yeah, I'm like, I don't want to read this. I don't read anything.
Yeah, like, I know enough about the guy.
I got it, yeah. I know more about him than the person who wrote this article.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you know him personally? Are you that cool?
No. Just, I've been a fan for 10 years.
Him, he has a brother, right?
His brother, Nick Diaz, was my first, like fighter I idolized. Like, first fighter I was like, I want to be just like you kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I grew
up
a little bit.
Did you go and huff a bunch of paint? to try to get closer.
Did you just like get brain damage?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Did you just put your head next to a revving motocross bike?
Just pouring Monster Energy into one ear and just shooting off paintballs in the other.
Oh, he's training.
Oh, you got to get sharper.
Oh, he's cutting weight.
Yeah. He's got a big fight coming up. He's got paintball in his ear.
Does knowledge hold weight in your head?
But here's the thing. You'll make weight if you have the lightest brain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can I be honest? Can't stop thinking about that. Does knowledge create weight in your brain?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think it does either. It creates a wrinkle, and a wrinkle is the same amount of mass as the brain you already had.
Okay, but if it did, it'd be such a good reason to be like, I can't lose weight. I'm so smart.
Why am I fat, honey? Oh, I don't know. Have you seen me finish this algorithm?
Just me pointing at a bunch of books. I've been at the gym.
Duh. Putting on weight, my guy.
That's what's up. You got to do it however you can.
Yeah. I've never seen an MMA fight and thought, I want to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never done that. I'm intrigued by people like you who are like, oh. Well, you know, well, like I've seen someone eat a sandwich and go,
right. I think what you have to immediately accept is that it's not necessarily that I, well, I guess I'll speak for myself for the first time ever.
Okay. Can I speak for you?
Me likey punchy. Como se dice murder.
Wildly accurate. I think it's I fought not because I wanted to fight. I fought because I was curious to how it's going to feel like to be in a cage. The idea of liking it is always kind of insulting to me, where it's like people are like, oh, you must like working out, or you must like exercise. Like, no, I know that it's good for me, and I know that I somehow feel worse without it. So it's not like that. I like the activity. It's right. Just like I just feel like I have to do it.
The part that intrigues me now is the fact that you wondered what it's like to be in a cage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. That's a fair point.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, you can just go down to Texas and find out.
Try to cross the border the other way.
Right on the border. Yeah.
Because of your Hispanic.
Because of my heritage of a Hispanic person.
And the president. El Presidente. Right.
El Presidente.
El Presidente.
That's fair. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Like Crapo.
Oh. There you go.
But yeah, I never, watching like the fights, I'm like, it's the, I don't, maybe it's a cowardice in me or something, mm-hmm. but all of the training and hard work and physical toll you take to then maybe lose.
Yeah.
I'm just like, no. I'm going to do all this, and then a guy that's better than me is going to punch me too much, and I will have to leave.
Let's not even act like the guy, other than that fight I saw from the dude from Miami, who just kneed the dude in the face right away.
Jorge Masvidal?
Colombian? Cuban?
He's Cuban.
Cuban, my peoples. Mm-hmm. Shouts to him. I love this guy already.
And we watched your other boy, Yoel Romero, last night.
Also Cuban.
Also Cubano?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that Masvidal, what's his name?
Masvidal, yeah.
Masvidal. He's like, yo, I don't care if I see you at Whole Foods, I'm smacking you down. I'm like, yo, that's my dude right
there. That guy is fucking
But like,
sick.
Even that, other than that dude, who's the first time I've seen a fight where one dude came off like clean, you know what I mean? Even if you win, you still get fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, yo, all right, you're the one who didn't die in the car accident. You know what I mean? Like, you won, but it's not like you're not going to the hospital.
It's like the guy winning with like his nose touching his mouth. He's like, I am the victor.
Thank you, God.
It seems like I have bested my opponent.
Yeah. Your brain is swollen on one side. And you're like, but no, you won.
But you get the bonus.
Yeah,
congrats. Which is nice.
It's not basketball.
No.
It really is a loss that
prize
changes
fighting.
Your life.
It's whoever loses the least.
Yeah.
That's the winner.
Kind of it.
Yeah.
But that's why they're so impressive.
No, for
it's
sure.
So yeah. much. You're
that's
gambling.
Why we pay for it.
It's crazy to me.
Like in porn, everyone gets off, right? So you're like, I'm not paying for that.
No.
I'm not paying to watch you finish.
Right. You get to fuck someone and I pay you?
Yeah.
No. You get to fuck a hot person and I pay you?
If one of you in porn didn't get to come, I might pay for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just to see who wins, you know?
I know it's all like advertising and whatnot.
What is?
Like paychecks. But I don't know why like UFC fighters... all of them don't get paid like Conor McGregor.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, it's just that there's not all of that money in the sport.
Yeah.
But it's like, the fact that you can, like, get your fucking ankle broken in 45 seconds and you don't get paid as much as a guy who sits on the bench for the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah.
Is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, but I never thought of it that
but
way.
But it's just, it's viewership and it's advertising.
Yeah,
it's Devour Pizza is not going to give you as much money as Nike.
Pizza of the cage. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a huge bummer, and I wish there's some way for the fighters to get paid more, because it's like, I remember, God, I can't remember his name right now. He was a fighter out of Henzo's, but he also happened to be like a Wall Street guy at the same time. Like,
oh,
he's like,
Jesus, yeah.
So he's like,
but he fought like,
he fought UFC.
Okay, sure.
And he had a fight in Brazil. And he's like, afterwards, he's like, I lost money on this. He's like, this isn't right. Yeah. He's like, I'm very lucky that I have a well-paying job outside of fighting, but it's like, I don't understand how any of these fighters are making ends meet, because I had to fly one of my coaches, because UFC only pays for you and your coach to fly down, but you need three or four people in your corner sometimes.
Yeah.
So he's like, I had to fly two of my coaches down. I had to pay for their hotels. I had to pay for their food. Their per diem, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And he's like, and then I made $8,000. He's like, I lost money on this fucking fight.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's Eddie, the Wolverine.
Eddie Cummings, not personally, but okay. We're mutual friends.
So my wife is friends with his ex-wife.
Yes.
So I never got to meet him, but I've heard like the stories of what like the upkeep is, and he had to get like special tuna shipped in from Italy because it's packed in like olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like pure protein.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 100% pure protein. Yeah. Like that was all he could eat for like 2 days or three mm-hmm. days out of the week was just this.
Yeah.
And he ripped through this stuff. And I'm like, you're building machines with no money and no tools. You know what I mean? Just doesn't seem fair.
And then you're destroying them.
Yeah. You're building, what are those robot wars? Remember?
Oh, BattleBots.
BattleBots. Yeah. You're building a BattleBot and then you're just getting fucked up. Yeah.
It's like the World's Strongest Men guys.
Oh, God.
It's like, or like, what is that? West Side Barbell? Like
that gym? Documentary.
What is that?
So that's like the premier powerlifting gym in America.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like pro steroids.
Yeah.
Like, but
you've seen those guys who lift like the big rocks and put them on sticks. You know what I mean?
But those guys are like the World's Strongest Men guys are clean because they are tested. But this West Side Barbell is because I used to work with a semi-professional powerlifter. So he would tell me that there's leagues that are like
semi-professional.
Yeah, well, it's the thing where it's like, you know, he also worked at a screen printing shop.
Yeah.
But there's leagues, there's like tested leagues and untested leagues. So there's leagues for guys that are on steroids and then leagues for guys that are not on steroids.
Like, we don't test. As if someone who is not on steroids is going to do that league.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm more interested in the one where they don't test.
Yeah,
out of the
exactly.
two you just mentioned. I'm like, yeah, let's see what the monsters look like.
But yeah, so this gym, Westside Barbell, is like, it's almost like the Comedy Cellar of powerlifting gyms.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to be invited to work out there.
It's free. He doesn't charge. His name is Louis Simmons. He's like a genius powerlifting coach.
Really?
But like so like mean to everyone, and like in front of everyone, like even when he pulls you aside, he's like somewhat encouraging and will take care of you, but like it's just like a mean, violent gym that's dirty and like none of the machines are clean and like everything's duct taped together.
Yeah.
But this dude's just a genius.
All of these guys everyone at the gym has world records.
Right. Where is this? California, I'm assuming?
No, Ohio. Like in the middle of nowhere in Ohio, and people will like move to the city. Is it in Columbus or somewhere?
It's the west side of Columbus, I believe.
Yeah.
Really? I watched a documentary literally 2 days ago. It's so
people
sick.
Will move their whole life to work out at this gym because it's so prestigious to wear the shirt and stuff like that.
These people have problems.
Oh,
right?
Everyone has problems. Let's all accept that. We all have problems.
Yeah,
I didn't realize this watching the documentary that Louis invented the glute ham raise, the reverse fly, which is where you're laying on your stomach and like your chest and abdomen are resting on a board, basically, and then your legs are bent down. You're like bent over on an L, and there's weights attached to your legs, and you lift your legs backwards.
Yeah.
And he broke his back powerlifting, and he figured out a way to make his back strong again by inventing the reverse hyper, which is now like you have to use that machine.
Yeah.
Like there's no way around it. Like
I've seen that.
Yeah. Everyone,
is the thing
every
that goes
gym
behind
has
your knee.
Yeah. Every gym
has.
This
man
invented that machine.
Yeah.
He's like Jack LaLanne.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like scumbag Jack LaLanne.
Yeah.
He's
a bad dude?
No, he's not a bad dude, but he's a guy that like only cares about powerlifting and only cares about you if you can lift heavy weights and shit like that.
Right.
The second you can't put up good numbers at his gym, he doesn't care about you anymore.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a really good documentary. It's sick. It's also narrated by Hellboy. What the fuck is it? Ron Perlman.
Yeah.
Oh,
great
Jesus.
Voice.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't realize. Because I realized he's done some narration for like UFC countdown videos.
Oh, this is the dude who was in Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy, that
yeah.
guy. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
yeah. He's
yeah.
like super progressive and it pisses
yeah,
off all the Sons
yeah,
of Anarchy.
Which is so funny.
So sick.
Yeah. Did you ever see that video of the guy who got like the Sons of Anarchy vest?
No.
So he got it as a gift. It's like a fake leather biker vest that says Sons of Anarchy.
Even
on the
leather
back.
Is fake?
Yeah, the whole thing is like prop, right?
Yeah.
This guy's driving like a Hyundai Elantra, and he's filling it up with gas in like Iowa.
Yeah.
And a biker walks up to him. He's like, hey, man, what are you wearing? There's a video of it. I think one of the other bikers got video of him
confronting
like,
him.
It's 100% how it said. And he's like, hey, man, what's up? And he's like, what are you wearing? He's like, oh, dude, Sons of Anarchy. And he turns around. The guy's like all proud of it.
Yeah.
He's like, my girlfriend got it. And he's like, yeah, man, you need to take that off. And he's like, what? And he goes, no, I don't know if you know the rules. Like, I'm a biker. You can't wear that.
Yeah.
If you wear that, I have to hurt you.
Yeah.
So he's like, you're not allowed to wear it. And he's like, the guy's wearing flip-flops.
Yeah.
He's like, huh? He's pumping
plaid
gas.
Shorts.
Yeah. 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 The guy's wildly confused. He's aware that the person's dangerous who he's speaking to.
Yeah.
And you could see it in his face where he's like, come on, man, it's a gift.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
thinking
yeah.
like,
oh,
you can't
guy.
Think
yeah.
this is real. Like, yeah. this is clearly
yeah, yeah,
yeah. not what I'm in an Elantra.
Yeah, yeah,
first
yeah,
of all,
yeah.
why are you wearing
I'm
this thing?
I'm even on a motorcycle.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He legit, like, I'm sure his girl was like, put it on. I got
yeah.
it
yeah.
for you.
It's
just
over
bitching.
A polo
yeah.
shirt.
100%, yeah.
To wear that vest and flip-flops is such a funny kit.
Yeah. yeah. such a wild
just to be like, all
wait,
right,
what, so what happens in the video?
So the guy's like, take it off. Or I have to do something about it. I'm trying to be nice to you. He's like,
which is, yeah, very nice.
He's
honestly.
Being honest. He's like, dude, like, it may not be me who comes up to you next.
Right, right.
So take it off right now. And the guy's like, all right. And he takes it off and he throws it back. So he goes, nah, in the trunk.
Whoa.
He made him, like, hide it. He
yeah.
made him put it in the trunk. He's like, bring that home. Wear it around your house if you want. You do not wear that out.
Yeah.
Fuck your wife.
Because the next time. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Finish the fantasy
yeah,
at home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do not do this in your Elantra.
Ooh. Well, dude, that's like. The vest and the patches is like the reason for motorcycle gang wars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, I think it's the Bandidos and another gang in Texas are at war because they both want to have the bottom rocker that says Texas. But
whoa.
But if they both have it,
it's not exclusive.
It's not exclusive and it doesn't look like their territory.
So you're saying bikers and hypebeasts are quite similar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
yeah. But it's like, yeah, but it's crazy.
I've never...
Or people that wear, like, fake Hells Angels gear.
Dude, I was at a coffee shop with Brendan Ayer last summer, and we're sitting there, and this French guy comes in. He's speaking French. And his shirt has, like, French writing on it, and it's just a full Hells Angels logo, like, big on it.
Yeah.
And, like, should we say something to him? Like, no, like, be like, don't, like, heads up.
Let him get his ass
kicked. I'm just like, I'm one of these people, like, I would never expect to see someone in, like, Europe wearing a shirt that says, like, I'm a blood. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's a child, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Right. yeah, yeah. But it is.
Someone's going to find you.
Yeah. yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the idea.
I mean, I've sent pictures to my friends.
Yeah,
so.
Sure. Gangs yeah. have the internet.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah. The idea of, and I know guns exist. I'm just saying.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And gang members that are, have them. Are
yes,
right?
yes, they do.
It'd be funny if like I was wearing a one of those fake Sons of Anarchy vests, and a guy's like, "Oh, hey, you have to take that off." And I go, "No, I don't." And like he tries to fight me, and I just beat the shit out of him.
yeah,
and I go, "Isn't that funny? That's
yeah.
a funny thing."
Yeah, that would be great though.
yeah.
I'd pay to watch
you're the,
that.
You're the motorcycle gang vigilante.
yeah, 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 for no reason.
No,
I have no instinct
no.
or no reason to hurt them.
That would be great if that guy's like, "I'm a tough man." All of a sudden, he's a pretzel.
yeah,
but it's just like yeah, they're like their only lane of defense. Like, he's like a sue the guy. You know, like, the only lane of defense is physical violence.
Yeah, the thing is, the Hells Angels have sued people a lot. That's how they've made a lot of money.
Oh, that's so
is
sick.
Suing
they're
people.
Becoming Scientologists?
But suing people that
yeah.
are... Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, shit.
But
they're like
people,
real estate owners now. the Hells Angels are, like, official.
Like, people who've sold, like, fake Hells Angels merch. Like, bootleg shit, they're, like...
So their
logo is trademarked.
That's
wow.
wild.
So if you have a Hells Angels shirt and you're not in the Hells Angels... You're wearing a bootleg.
Which I respect.
Which is sick.
So sick.
Bootlegs are sick, but not a bootleg that can get you kicked in the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which actually makes it a lot harder and yeah. cooler. So I'm really a hypocrite.
I am very conflicted.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah.
I'm not sure whose side I'm on now.
Yeah, that's like that El Chapo shirt I have.
Oh, dude, I love
it's
that
like,
shirt.
I can't wear it.
You can't wear it.
But it's like somebody... It's like a shirt, but somebody photoshopped El Chapo on the cover of GQ Style magazine. You remember that shirt he had that was like, it was like blue paisley and everyone was like,
yes.
So it's him wearing that shirt just on the cover of like GQ magazine on a t-shirt. And I was like, I went and bought it at this like stand that was in our neighborhood. And I was like, all right, I'm either going to buy it and they're going to beat me up for buying it,
yeah.
or I'm going to wear it in the neighborhood and then someone's going to beat the shit out of me.
Yeah. Or you're going to get like this weird level of respect.
But, yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
I don't think anyone would beat you up for wearing it. I think you'd get a lot of weird looks.
Yeah.
yeah, but I mean, I already get them anyway,
that's
so I
true.
Feel like
yeah.
I don't need...
yeah, you're good.
Yeah, yeah.
You filled up that jar.
Yeah.
Remember, you know, Carrie Cadet, comic? Yeah. I was talking to her one day. It was like an after party for something. And I was like, you know, it's like 2 a.m. I'm like, you know, I got something to do in the morning. I really shouldn't be here right now. I might as well leave, right? And she goes, yeah, me too. I've got jury duty. And I was like, oh, where? And she's like, Brooklyn. And I'm like, isn't the El Chapo trial starting? She's like, yeah. She's like, yeah, it's a federal one. Because I missed the whatever, the other one. So they put me on a federal trial jury duty pool. And I'm like, you're going to go in for El Chapo. Like, this is...
Uh-huh.
He's going to kill you. Like, he's going to kill the...
Yeah.
He had to come out and say he wouldn't kill the jury.
Oh, good.
Which means...
that means it's
an option.
Yeah.
Like, if my wife was like, hey, I'm not going to make pasta today, that means she's made pasta before. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
El Chapo, can you tell him you're not going to kill him?
Yeah, even if you do. Just say it so we can get the jury going.
Yeah. Say you like their shirt.
Yeah.
And say you're not going to kill him.
And she was like, who's El Chapo?
Oh, cool.
And I was like, what? I'm like, no. I was like, Google it right now. She goes, no. Oh, it's okay. She's like, I think I'm just gonna go and get it over with, because if I don't go, this is the third time and I don't want to have to get like a fine or whatever. And I'm like, it's worth the fine. I'm your life. I'm talking about your life here. And she was like, well, I don't know, and blah blah. I'm like, just Google El Chapo. So I walked away to go get something to eat and come back, and she's like, oh my god. And I'm like, yeah, the guy builds tunnels.
Yeah. He's escaped every prison he's ever been in.
Yeah, no, he's got shooters everywhere.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
He's Magneto. No prison can hold him.
And she told me like a week later, she's like, I almost went to that if you didn't tell me, blah, blah, blah.
Fuck.
I was like, I can't believe you don't know who El Chapo is. It's like in 1,000. I've seen you dance on the internet with songs that reference him. You
know what I mean? Yeah. How close do you need to be to this thing?
I mean, what type of synergy do you need?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's fucking wild.
Damn.
I would just be sitting there the entire time with a shirt that says not guilty. Just be like... What are you gonna do?
Yeah, I mean, I like the guy.
Yeah.
You ever see how in
big fan of tunnels?
Yeah,
in Colombia when they were like prosecuting like the Pablo Escobar people, like all the people who worked for them, the judges would start wearing
ski masks. Balaclavas. Yeah,
balaclavas, so they wouldn't be known who they were. And
do you guys know what a balaclava is? You've heard the term before. Okay, yeah. I said balaclava, and everyone looked at me like I was crazy. That long ago.
Oh, really?
A bunch of comics. No one had heard of it. Only one of them, Robbie Slovak, but that's because he lived in Europe and he skied before.
Yeah, his last name is Slovak.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I think balaclava is one of the coolest words that's ever existed.
It's so dope.
That picture.
Because I think that's the one with a balaclava is the one with the eyes holes.
Cut out.
Yeah.
It's not the full open hole.
Yeah. That's a ski mask.
That's a ski mask, yeah.
Because then you can put the goggles over that one.
Yeah, exactly. No, balaclava is like, I'm going to go commit a crime.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
That's the one I like to wear.
Yeah, it looks like bullets shot the holes out, yeah. Right?
My brother sent me one that's really dope where it's
like a military one, right?
It's a military. Well, it's not military. Like, it's military green, but it's not from the U.S. military. But it's a brand called Raised by Wolves.
Oh, dope.
And it's fucking olive green, and it says Raised by Wolves on the forehead.
That's
like
fire.
Super aggressive.
Yeah, that's
I'm like,
super fire.
Where am I going to wear this?
To the cage, dude. Yeah.
I bought a black one at a gas station. Which feels like the only place you should be able to buy
I feel
them.
Like there's like a balaclava gang that walks up to you and is like, dude, what are you doing? And you're like, fuck, man, hey, man, my Elantra.
Hey, man, you actually can't wear that. Put it in the trunk.
Dude, British rappers call it their bally. Like, put the bally on.
Yeah.
It's
that's
so
dope.
Fucking dope.
That's dope.
Bally, that's what Bally Total Fitness is.
Yeah. Just sweating next to her face.
It's really hard to breathe through these things. We should consider changing.
There's a video of me playing in my old band. And I was like, it'll be funny if I wear a balaclava during the whole set. But it's a show in my old apartment with mattresses in front of the windows so you couldn't, like... So some of the
soundproofing?
Sound,
yeah.
Kind of. And then also nothing could get thrown through the window.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wearing it, and I think I have it on for, I'd say, 75 seconds.
Jesus Christ.
Because I'm just, like, playing as fast as I can, and I'm like... and I just, like, pull it off. I was like, it's kind of funny, I guess. I can't do this
anymore. Funny enough.
Yeah.
I hope someone got one picture out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, those things are no joke. When we went to Mont-Tremblant to go, like, I snowboarded for like one winter.
Yeah,
almost killed my wife trying to get up. I smacked her in the head with the snowboard. While
on the snowboard, you almost killed her. Okay.
Yeah. So she was like, "Are you okay?" I like totally wiped out. I was like, "Yeah," and I was too fat to like do the kring 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 those things. So I had the flow bindings on, which is you put your feet in the back and they slap up.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and they were great. Right, you didn't have to sit there and like tie your shoe every
time. Okay.
You did it from the back. So I was on my stomach, and I was like, I'll get up, and I was just like, oh, I'll do it right here. And then I went to flip up, like, sort of like breakdance.
Yeah.
I didn't want to take my bindings off because it was too much, and I didn't realize she was standing right there. And when I flipped my legs, boom, hit her right in the side of the head. Dude, dented her helmet.
Oh!
I'm like, if she wasn't wearing a helmet, I would have killed her. Yeah, oh, I would have killed her.
Jesus.
So I was like, that's it, we're
done. And I like your wife.
Yeah, 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 she's yeah, a good she's wife. Very I don't nice. Want to kill her. No.
Because here's the thing.
The
some
ex-wife.
Guys,
no, I'm joking. Because
some guys do want to kill their wives.
Yes. No, I was I was very upset.
Yeah.
She was way more upset, but I was very upset as well. Very apologetic. But the point I was trying to make is, it was so cold up there. It was like, everyone's like, it's going to be like minus like 10, you know? And here's the thing. Once you get to like minus 10, like once you get to 10, minus 10 doesn't feel that much cold.
It's all the same.
So I was like, I'm fine. You know, they have those like hot chilies, those like underarm kind of things that like hold your heat. Once you put those on, I'm like taking my jacket off up there. I'm like, it's too hot.
It's too hot.
Yeah, I'm also a fat guy. I built my own heat. I'm fine, guys.
Like,
the furnace
really
stays
hot.
On, you know? So
I am down.
I bought this balaclava that's legit like, it's like army grade. It was like super thick. It was like very heavy to wear. I put it on. Put the goggles over it. Immediately, the part under the goggles was fully soaking wet with my sweat.
Oh.
I just couldn't handle it. Like, when I was on, I threw it off of the ski lift.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm never wearing this ever again.
Yeah.
I just, gone. And it wasn't the one with the whole eye cut out. It was the two holes.
Yeah, yeah,
because I was like,
oh,
this looks badass. Like,
you
come off the mountain snowboarding.
Yeah.
Right? You stop. You pull the helmet off. And you just got the three holes. Yeah. Fire, right?
Johnny Tsunami over here.
The last couple years, I've seen, like, high school-ish kids. The new thing is to get a balaclava and roll it up like a beanie.
Yeah, but
you
it's
have
like
the eye holes
roll.
In the but you have the eye holes like in the back or the side, so people know.
Yeah,
it's a balaclava, and I'm like, fuck, that's terrifying.
Yeah,
but so sick.
When I was a kid,
put a little cigarette in the mouth.
Yeah,
black Air Force Ones. Whoever wore that was going to rob you. Right? That's the same kid who owned a balaclava. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the kid who had like at least two pairs of black Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
I remember I said to somebody, I'm like, why is black Air Force Ones like so synonymous with robbing? And they're like, you can't see the bloodstains. And I was like, oh my God.
That's like that kid is the kid who as soon as it hits 70 degrees only wears wife beaters.
Yes.
It's
like basketball shorts to the pool, to the beach.
What the thing I never understood from the kids in my high school was the full basketball shorts underneath your jeans.
So here's
such a crazy look.
This is a thing I've only recently heard of.
Oh, really?
I didn't realize this was a thing. Somebody told me that a comic who's a little bit bigger, I'll tell you guys once we get off. I just don't want to blow this guy's spot up. Like they went to like a fancy party for Comedy Central, like right when he was starting to get popular, and he wore dress pants with basketball shorts underneath
them. Oh, I respect that so
hard.
And
they said like, what are you doing? And he was like, what do you mean? It's like this.
This was
how you wear pants.
Yeah,
he thought you were, and he's from the South. I don't want to say too much.
Yeah,
but that's what he thought. Like he was wearing a nice shirt, underwear, basketball shorts, pants.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'd like ask kids, and they're like, "What if you have to play basketball?" And I'm like, "That's not a thing."
At what point do you randomly get the opportunity to just play pickup?
Yeah,
it's either you're gonna play pickup or you're gonna go to a pool.
Yeah,
that's the option is there.
But
that's
it's
wild.
School.
The thought. Yeah.
You're also a Florida kid, so going to the water is a common thing for you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You're Long Island, right?
Yeah.
You're so Long Island, dude.
Yeah.
But, like, you're the coolest person I've ever met from Long Island.
Thank you so much.
Can I ask you this, because I feel like...
Yeah, sure, you can fuck my mom.
All right.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Damn, I was going to ask first.
You too. Everyone. Yeah. Guys are my best friends.
Did you see the video of Cuomo being called...
Fredo?
Yeah. Lunch?
Oh, dude.
What are your thoughts?
That's not offensive, right?
Never been a thing in my life.
Yeah, right?
And he was like, that's the N-word for Italian people. I'm like, no, it's not.
It's not even the top three.
The N-word for Italian people is the N-word, and we just say it a lot.
You know an Italian guy the other day thought I was Italian, and he came up to me. He's like, you're a comedian, huh? You got jokes? And I said, yeah, buy a ticket. And he's like, nah. And I'm like, oh, God. He goes, I got one for you. What do you call a bunch of Puerto Ricans barbecuing by the highway? And I was like, I looked at him like, you know I'm like I didn't say anything.
Yeah,
but
like, you can't tell.
I would tread lightly here if I were you. And
you're like, what is it?
I was like, is it Boricua Q or something? Like I'm giving you an out.
Take
this easy option.
Yeah. And he goes, no, Spicknick. And I go, excuse me? And he was like, what are you upset about? I'm like, dude.
What are you upset about?
I go, dude, I'm Cuban. He goes, oh, I didn't know. I wouldn't have said it. I go, you still have the thought is still in your head.
That's the most like Italian American thing. I didn't know you were the thing I would be racist about.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have said it to you.
To you?
Yeah.
I respect you.
No, the best is a guy that's like, no, you're not like one of them.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck does that? And you're just like digging a hole.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I was just like, I can't believe you did it.
It's crazy.
And I'm like, dude, I'm Cuban.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, well, I mean, you know.
He's like, I said Puerto Rican. What's the problem?
Yeah. And he lived in Miami for a while, so I know in his head he's used that with
Cubans before. Yeah, absolutely. Of course.
He only said Puerto Ricans. We were up here. Uh-huh. Yeah, if we were in Miami, he would have said Cuban. I would have had to fight the guy.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. If he was in California.
To all the Puerto Ricans listening, I should have fought the guy anyway, right? I get it, but I think I ruined his life a little bit. Yeah.
You protect your flag.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah, the one that you guys stole from us.
Is that what happened? I don't know the history.
It's like they did it like the figurine, like the way it's cut. Is based on like it's honoring something. I forget what it is. So like it's fine.
I've always found that confusing.
With the Cuban,
because the Cuban
Puerto Rican
flag is the same flag, but the blue and the red are switched.
So the Puerto Rican one mimics the American one: red stripes, blue triangle. Cuban is opposite: blue stripes, red triangle. That's the easiest way to remember it. It's opposite the American one.
Mm-hmm.
But red, white, and blue is everyone. Like North Korea uses red, white, and blue. Right. Like, what are we doing?
Wait, we were talking about this yesterday. Because of the Romero fight, talking about how he's Cuban but like lives here now.
Mm-hmm.
Because for a little while, you know, you could like fly from America to Cuba.
Yeah,
for, like,
it was a weird 2 years there.
So is it like a thing where Cuban athletes who like play in America, can they go? They can't go back, right?
To my knowledge, I thought they couldn't.
Yeah. If they're, what do you mean? Like the ones who come here?
So like a random guy in the MLB.
Right.
Like he comes here to play. Does he have to, like...
No, they defect.
They defect. Okay.
So for a short while there was a thing where, like, Cuban athletes were getting signed by American leagues.
Yeah.
But their contract would be signed to the government. So the government would be listed as sort of their arbitrator or something.
And then they would
all the money would go back to the government. So, like, it was screwing it up. But the Cuban soccer team somehow beat the Dominican Republic. And, of course, I made it a whole thing on Cooligans
because Christian
Blanco's the other co-host and he's Dominican. Like, so many of our fans watched that game that they thought nobody would watch because Cuba and Dominican Republic don't care about soccer.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We broke the server.
Like, so funny.
Yeah, it was dope. It was the game kept fritzing, and I was like, yo, what's going on? And I remember we have like a contact at like the company that did it, and they were like, we have never expected that. Like, we didn't associate that much.
God.
And it was so great. So by like the 10th minute, it was back, right? It was pretty cool. But Cuba wins like 1-0, one of the worst, ugliest matches you've ever seen. It looked like two baseball teams decided to play soccer. It was like, all right, we'll try this instead.
Yeah.
And the Cuban team came, and there's an 18-man roster. Four players were left that went back to Cuba. Everyone else defected at different points.
Wow.
Which I'm like super happy about.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, get here. Let's do it.
Yeah, because I know it was a thing with baseball where it's like people would get, like, Cuban guys would get signed, but then they would have to, like, go to Mexico so that they could come to America and like do shit like that.
That's nuts. Mexico does there is travel between Mexico and Cuba, so a lot of those players will go, like a lot of athletes will go, and like they'll do like the games where like they do like the preseason tournaments or something.
Yeah.
They'll do it in Mexico because it's so close, and most of those players will leave.
And then
and then you'll find them either in Europe. Like there's now Germany. There's tons of Cubans in Germany for some reason. Yeah, the first Cuban player to ever play in the Premier League is playing this year. This kid named Onel Hernandez, and he's Cuban, like straight Cuban accent. But he lived in Germany for like 6 years. So like he was able to somehow get to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And he was like, and I remember I spoke to, there's a black German dude that comes to Illuminati party. And so Mike Cannon knows a little bit of Germans. They spoke German once, like when they were riffing back and forth. And I was like, oh, cool. And then I said something about being Cuban at the end of the show. He goes, I'm Cuban. I was like, aren't you the French guy? Like the German guy?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm also Cuban. And I'm like,
you can't be two things.
You can't be everything.
But it was fine. Pick a thing.
Yeah. I go, you're black, you're German. You're I'm like, buddy, you got a lot of slashes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you check off a lot of boxes.
How many scholarships do you need?
Fine, you can do my show.
Yeah. I was like, Jesus Christ, this guy is everything.
Yeah, if he comes out with one more thing, they're like, all right, you just get a Netflix special.
Yeah, exactly. You have to quit commenting the first 10 minutes. So he was like, no, I'm Cuban from Germany. That's why I'm black. Like, I'm Afro-Cuban. I was like, oh. I was like, you must be the only one. He's like, no, dude, there's tons.
That's wild.
He's like, somehow, because Germany's just, like, willing to take in a lot of, like, refugees and stuff.
Yeah, because of the thing they did. Well, yeah. They're like, we're going to open the doors
now. Everybody.
I guess we
owe the world.
I guess we got to be nice now.
I didn't know there was like a huge part of the Cuban diaspora is now in Germany.
Yeah.
That's nuts. I remember growing up in South Florida, and like this would happen, and I'd see it on the news constantly where there that a lot of it's still in place, but there's the law. I swear to God, I think it's called the wet foot, dry foot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, I would watch like helicopter footage of like Cuban refugees trying to fucking like juke around cops.
Yeah.
On the beach.
As soon as you touch dry land, you're good.
Yeah, dry land. So they're like still in the water trying to get onto the dry land.
They just got to touch that dry land.
Yeah.
So like, was it not customs? I forgot. What are the people that are out in the water?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm talking about Coast Guard.
Coast Guard.
They would be, the rule is that those people can die. So they have to take them in. but they don't touch dry land, so they have to be sent back to Cuba.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the whole thing is you have to avoid these guys. Whatever you do, at all costs, you have to avoid Coast Guard. That's it.
Because when you get sent back, it's not like, oh, come on in. It's yeah, just like, oh, like, come go to jail.
On, back to work. Yeah, they're yeah, like, you yeah, tried yeah. to escape. So, and then you, my mother got sent to a hard labor camp for 2 years when she wanted to leave. And that's kind of like what happens to you. Yeah. You have to pay your debt to the state for wanting to leave. So they just like, their people will be like, just let me out here, die. And they're like, we can't, humanitarian reasons, we can't.
Yeah.
But also, if we do, take you. So there's this rule that got put in where if you're low in fuel, you have to dock. The boat with the Coast Guard would have to dock. And if you dock, they have to clean the boat or something. I forget. There's like a thing where everyone has to leave the boat.
Oh.
So they'd be like, you see what's happening here? Like, trust me, we'll go back. So like if you catch like one of those like ships made out of like an old Chevy, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which is like a real thing.
Real
everyone
shit,
makes
dude,
it like
I've
a joke.
So
no,
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 real. It's
real
shit.
Yeah. So like if you catch one of those, you have to sink that. You have to take everyone off the boat. Like that's not safe to get back, blah, blah, blah. But they would make this rule where they're like, look, we'll go back and, you know, we'll get fuel and open the doors and do what you got to do.
Yeah.
There's a great footage of just before Obama made that rule when he took out wet foot, dry foot, where someone legitimately like made a sailboat out of like plastic. It's like a full on sailboat.
Oh, I've seen this.
Yeah. And it washed in like there's a bunch of Cubans go nuts like on the coast of like Key West.
This is right before I moved to New York.
Yeah. Okay. This is probably what, 6 years ago then? 5 years ago?
Oh, no. Then what I'm thinking of was like almost in 2009.
Maybe it is. Yeah, maybe it is that old. Yeah. So I remember looking at that and be like, holy shit, they're making sailboats.
Yeah.
Like there's a black market.
Because 90 miles doesn't sound crazy.
Like, no, people have swam it.
Exactly. But it's like, oh, it's you never know what those 90 miles are going to be
like. It's also shark infested water.
It's terrifying.
There's a lot of those people who didn't make it, you know?
Oh, that was like that. We watched that video together about the Cuban Netflix, right?
Oh yeah,
it's like the underground. There's like
the thumbnail.
Like the thumb drives. That they have all different media on. And
yeah,
it's like
el paquete.
But I was watching the video and I was like, why are you showing your face? On this video.
Well,
like,
also, that's never going to get played in the U.S. in the government there.
Yeah.
But the black market's crazy there. Like, there's a thing where like if we all went to Cuba, like we would pay X amount for like a pig. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If we wanted to cook it. And if a local goes, it's like a third the price.
Yeah.
But like if that local pays with American money, they know they're getting money from home. So now the price goes up. Like it's like the black market's like
sliding scale.
Yeah. It's all based on like how much you really got. You know what I mean? Like if you're able to get American money, like there's a Cuban currency and there's all the currency in Cuba that tourists can use. So there's like the resident currency. Like if you're not paying on that resident currency, if you do, they're like, how can you spend it all on this?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So now there's even more questions. Like they really like the black market controls so much there.
Sure. Anytime I can avoid the white person tax, I try to do it.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
sure.
I remember we went to that store and I wanted to buy a bootleg Colombian soccer jersey. And I immediately started speaking Spanish to them. And
you're like, parcero,
papi, cuando más para.
He's making me play bachata on my phone.
I'm just being salsa.
Like puppy, and they're
like who's your friend?
That.
You're like, me gusta la gasolina.
I'm drinking a Pony Malta.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Whatever it takes, baby.
Yeah, I do the same thing. Like when I go to bodegas and I know they're speaking Spanish and they may not know if I'm Latino or not.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, you're Chico, ¿qué pasa? And I straight up go straight into slang just to be like, I didn't even learn this shit in school. This is for real, for real.
Well, it's crazy to me because you look very Hispanic.
No, people still think I'm Greek, Italian. Well, sometimes I go to bodegas and like Habibi, and I'm like, no. I get everything. But right now I got like the lines on the beer, like the ill Uber driver line.
Yeah.
I go to this Dominican barbershop in front of the project by me, and the dude, I could tell him, do not touch my beer. And he's like, okay, papa, flink. And he just starts doing like, there's no rules. You know, you do whatever you want. He's like, you can't walk out of my chair without a clean line.
Right. My name is on this. Basically.
Yeah. Yeah, bruh.
Well, that was like at the deli over here. Like a month or two ago when they just started talking about us
in
Spanish. But so it wasn't even like bad.
We were at the corner store, we were getting some stuff. And
this
I had
is
like
the taco spot, right?
No. The bodega on the corner.
Yeah, so they sell tacos.
No. It's not this one. There's one up on the other side of the other corner.
And I had like three items. And then the guy's like, do you want a bag? I go, no, I'm okay. And I'm like putting my wallet away. And the guy behind me is like already paying. And he's a little drunk. And in Spanish, he goes, why don't you give the white boy a bag? And the guy behind the counter, in Spanish, the guy behind the counter goes, oh, he didn't want one. And then the guy, the initial guy is like, oh, why is white boy trying to save the world? And I just start laughing. And the guy turned, the guy behind the counter turns to me and goes, do you understand what we're saying? And I go, yeah, I do.
Yeah, no. Lo entiendo todo. Sí, sí. Yeah. I remember I was, when I first met my wife, I was like super, super skinny. And I was like, I weighed 148 pounds, right? And I weighed that for like maybe 8 months. You know what I mean?
You trapped
dope
her.
Dope 8 months. Yeah. Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah. Got her in the boat. You know what I mean?
That's a true wet foot, dry foot situation. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. With small foot, big foot. Yeah, yeah.
Dry hand, greasy hand.
Exactly. And whatchamacallit? I remember for like those 8 months, like before I met her, I was just like, dude, wherever I'd go, people would be like, you could hear people like talking about it. I'm like, oh my God, this is what it means to be like a good looking person. You know what I mean? No one ever talks about me unless it's bad. I went into a Burger King. I was with my friends and the lady was like, give him a burger for free. And she was like, no, he said he didn't want any. Right. Cause I wasn't eating. I wasn't eating a lot. So I was like, I'm not eating. I'm just with my friends. And I immediately realized, oh my God, they're talking about me, not my friend who's like a good looking dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she goes, no, give him one cause he's cute. And I was like, oh yeah, mama, gracias, pero no tengo hambre. Like, I'm not hungry. Yeah. And the one lady was drops the phone. They're like, the fryer, like the everything is just like, it was like pause, like, oh my God, someone heard us calling them cute.
Yeah.
And I was just like, no, it's good. And like, they gave me like a big cup of water. It was like, they were so apologetic.
They had to give you something. Yeah.
Yeah. And the one lady who was sweeping came over and she's like, look, I'm the manager. I don't want her to get in trouble. I'm like, in trouble for what? What am I going to say?
Yeah.
Like, if anything, I'm beyond flattered.
Yeah, if anything, I'm going to come back here all the time. Yeah, get free water.
Confidence boost, my lady.
And then 8 months later, when you gain the weight back, you come in there and you get the hamburgers. And I'm like, well, we don't want to give you the hamburgers.
Remember
anymore.
The hamburgers?
Yeah. It's me. Like, can I parlay the hamburger until I am the weight that I want the free
can
hamburger?
Can I get a fat guy rain check?
Yeah.
Because I will be back.
Yeah.
Dude, although I did lose weight. I'm losing weight. I lost 56 pounds
recently. Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm excited. Thank you. Yeah.
I've gained it all.
Yeah. Are you guys both vegans now?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to give you guys props because I always give you guys shit for being vegans. I'm changing.
Okay.
Something's happening and it's not led by me. Something in my subconscious. Have you guys heard of Golden Diner? It's a new diner that opened up.
No.
Lower Manhattan is dope.
I think I saw somebody posting about it.
Yeah, it's fire. Like, everyone's starting to talk about it. So they're it's like a diner that's kind of Asian influenced a little bit, but it's like a straight up diner. Their chicken club is the Chicken Katsu Club. So it's like the fried chicken. It was so dope. And I went there and they have something called the Vegetalian Hero. And as soon as I saw it, I rolled my eyes. I was like, oh, Vegetalian Hero. Please, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
Just make a fucking hero or make a veggie sandwich. And I'm bitching. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting at the counter, so I'm watching everyone make the food. And I'm sitting in front of the guy making the chicken katsu. Just piles of fried chicken. I'm eating it. It's amazing. It was incredible food. Go to Golden Diner if you get a chance. And I look over, and I see them making the Vegetalian Hero. And the first thing is the yoba. You know what this is? Yuba.
Oh.
It's like a meat replacement. It's like this stringy sort of gray thing. A lot of people like make vegan cheesesteaks with it.
Was it jackfruit?
It might be. It's called Yuba or Yoba. Like,
I don't know.
Superiority Burger uses it a lot.
Oh, okay.
That place is fire if you've never
seen it. Yeah, that place.
That's my favorite spot in the city.
Insane. Low-key, they're going to open up a focacciaria, and it's going to be amazing.
Oh, sick.
Because they do the focaccia on Fridays.
But across the street where all the paper's up, that's a full-on focacciaria nobody knows about. That's where they test every day.
Oh,
your boys had a couple
pieces. You have the best insight.
Yeah, when it comes to food, I'm in.
Yeah,
you know?
That's like not to cut you off, but Superiority Burger is the perfect confluence of all my interests, where it's vegan food and the guy who owns it used to be in like hardcore bands.
Yeah, he's like a punk band or
right? Yeah, yeah. He's been in like.
And
the
also,
scene for,
it's
like...
wildly unhealthy. Their food.
Oh yeah,
it's perfect. I mean, it's so good. Yeah. Their corny rice, they call it, is one of the greatest things I've ever had. I think it's because of this place because I've been eating there so much.
Yeah,
but I watched them make a Vegetalian Hero, and they're just layering vegetables and sauce, and it's this huge. It looks like a big old like sandwich from like Faiko's or like A&F or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's all vegetables. And I'm not kidding. We split a burger in the Katsu Club. I didn't want either of the dishes I was eating. I wanted that sandwich.
Whoa. Yeah.
And I was just like, God, I wish I... And to this day, like, I still haven't had it because it's like, you got to wait like half an hour when you go. And I'm like, man, I got to go back for that Vegetalian Hero. And I've never been the guy to say that.
I've always
been the guy like, oh, I have the vegan thing. It was
You'll
good.
Try. Yeah, you have an open mind. Yeah. You'll try
And
things.
I'm respectful of... I love how... But we've gotten to a point now where it's not like, we're not, at least from what I see, you guys probably see more, we're not doing like vegan barbecue ribs. People are like, no, vegetables just taste good on their own.
Yeah.
Let's do something with vegetables. I love this, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening to me, but I'm all about it.
Yeah.
I was literally like, I was like, oh, this would be kind of funny to tweet, but it was like, it's so specific. But it was like, I want to move to Manhattan just so I could go to the vegan restaurants that have vegetables.
Yeah.
Like, because every vegan restaurant here is just like fake meat.
It's all deep fried everything.
Yeah. And it's like, this is nice, but it's like, I do want to eat. Like, when we go to, even when we go to, we'll go to Westville.
Yeah, yeah. Westville's great.
Yeah. And we just get like a bunch of the sides, like all the vegetable sides. And I'm just like, this is like my best, this is my favorite meal.
Yeah. There's that place, Ha Ha Ha, the vegan taco spot. What I love about them is like, they're unapologetically just vegetable users. You know what I mean? My buddy owns it. If you guys ever want to like talk to him, whatever. I don't know. He's going to open up another one. But
yeah, we went to the one in they have that Williams Burg, like
the North Third.
Yeah. It's good. That's good as shit, too.
The dude who owns the venue we do Gelso and Grand, I went to high school with him. That's the owner of Ha Ha Ha.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, the Illuminati party.
Oh, yeah. Great show.
Plug for myself.
But last Wednesday of every month.
Yeah. Well, second and first and third. But the guy said, basically, he was like, we will have some of that stuff that like, oh, it's like, this is our carnitas and all that. Mm. Like cauliflower and all that. He goes, but we wanted to make just like dope veggie filled tacos.
Yeah.
And I love when you go to like a sandwich shop, they just put grilled zucchini, grilled peppers, lettuce, tomato, and you're done.
Yeah.
Like these people are like making dishes with vegetables.
It's great. Yeah. It's so refreshing. Yeah.
Dude, that fucking at Superiority Burger, is it the burnt broccoli?
Oh my God.
With like the that has like the radishes and the little red chilies and shit in it. It's like, that's got to be there's like the goop at the bottom of the cup. Like that's like that. Goop.
The char comes off the broccoli and the sauce.
Dude, it's like, that's one of the best bites of food I've ever had. Yeah.
What I love is like, so I talk a lot about food on our podcast, right? So like people will like always ask me like, what's a good place to eat? And I've started talking more about like vegetable dishes, and somebody sent me a message saying like, you know, the only reason I even respect this is because you are bringing it up and I know it's got to taste good. So I'm like, all right, maybe I kind of have a little bit of a platform here to be like, hey, maybe I can get some fat people to try some vegetables.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, it should tastes good. It should. That should be part of it. Where it's like, I know a lot of people that are. It's like, no, it's about animal welfare. It's like, yes, but it's hard to get people that don't necessarily care about that to at least try the food.
Yeah, because I mean, it's not that I don't care about animals, but I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want them to get hurt, but I'm also not gonna like, I'm not gonna go fight for their, you know, for their rights. Sure. I'm fine. I got my own thing. You know. But like, here's the thing: like, it's healthier to eat vegetables. So if you can find a way to get me something that tastes good that I want to crave and is also healthy for me, bruh, like, what are we doing?
Why would I not have that? Yeah.
I don't need a burger for every meal. I'd love if I could, but I don't need it.
Yeah.
And now that I'm like one of these people that's like sought out the best of certain things, I'm kind of tired of eating the not great versions of it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, I can now, if I'm like going to go get a burger, I know four places that I want to go get a burger. I'm like, maybe I don't want to go through all that. If I want to get a pizza, I got like the four or five places that I'm only really going to ever eat pizza from because they're so great. This opens me up now. This opens my schedule up. Like if I need to eat something near me, I've got like a dope shawarma place, and then like there's like a place that does like great vegetable dishes. I might go try the vegetable. You know what I mean? Like, I've now positioned myself where I'm like, okay, I've done the other stuff. Now I can go get the dope veggie stuff.
Yeah, because you're friends with the guys that run Scar's Pizza, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that vegan Caesar there is fire, like, right? Unbelievable. It's so funny.
Nutritional yeast is not something that sounds good,
but
it's great. It's like, there's like a fucking crust of nutritional yeast on this instead of like parm.
When they make it, they just like grab like it's like a pile of it, and they just like, I'm like, why are you even, you literally just spill it onto
But it's just so cool to have a place like that that's just like a straight up like slice shop, just to be like, oh, we also have this vegan Caesar salad.
And they have a vegan slice, which is really
good. Yeah,
they do they really?
Yeah, they use Numu or Nomu.
Oh, yeah, go check it out. That's what Pauly G's uses.
Yeah, Pauly G's got it from him.
That's great.
Yeah, because when Scar's open, they didn't have the vegan slices first, and I was like, all right, I'll go there and check out the Caesar, and I was like, fuck, the Caesar's good. But now that they have, I have to go back now.
I'm dying to go back.
Yeah.
The vegan slices.
Because I always see you and D posting about him, and it's like, that looks fun. That looks like a cool place.
Yeah,
yeah. Not as much my homie anymore, but still a great pizza place. Okay, it's all good.
Good to know.
We're gonna cut out the part about Scar's.
No, it's fine. It's still great pizza. I think it's still the best slice I've ever had in my entire life.
Oh wow!
Oh. Yeah,
better than Pizza Suprema.
Yes, Pizza Suprema has dropped off the last 3 years. It's kind of a trash slice now, man.
It's so weird. Stuff like that can happen. But I also kind of relate it to jokes where, like, you know, when you like start telling a joke and it's good right away, and it just gets worse over time. And you're like, oh, was this just like a...
What do you mean when you say good right away?
Sometimes you laugh.
Wait, people laugh?
Nah. I like to make people smirk.
Yeah.
You ever have like a run? Sorry, you were about to end it. You ever have like a two-joke run that you're like, man, this is crushing.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you hate it?
Yeah.
Has that ever happened where you're like, I don't want to say this anymore?
Yeah. I have a couple of jokes where like you've been like, you have to tell that joke.
Yeah,
still. I'm like, no, I have like a fucking maniac. But I'm like, oh, I told it for 6 months. But it's like, who cares? No one saw it.
Yeah. Gullman, if you're not following Gary Gullman on Twitter, do it. Because he's like, unless it's on a special on a t-shirt, you're not done with it. I'm like, good enough for me.
Yeah. Oh, the funniest person in the world. Yeah, like the best writer I've ever seen. Yeah.
Dude, he got so angry at an audience member.
Really?
Yeah, the audience was like, oh, when are you going to start? Because he was putting his stuff down. And like, he goes, just goes, ugh. And he kept putting his stuff down. And I'm like, that's like a signal that his temper's already done.
Dude,
he gets angry quick, Gullman. It's funny.
And I feel like the last few months, man, he has been salty.
Yes,
it's
dude.
It's been so funny.
I think he's nervous about the special coming out. October 5th.
Apparently it's great.
Of course.
I can't wait.
The guy did a bit about, you know, the what is it, minimizing the abbreviations of the names.
One joke.
No one would ever. Yeah. No one would ever do one bit on a late night, the whole thing.
1 5-minute joke.
Too much weight, and it's classic, and it's one of those jokes you can't repeat to someone who goes, no, but the Dottie thing. You can't tell someone that and have them laugh.
You minx.
Yeah. That's like his joke about him finding $20 in his coat is Bill Gates finding like $175,000 in a coat. Yeah. And it's like so long.
That speaking to inanimate objects, I can't remember the title. Yeah. That album, like front to back, is so fucking good.
He's doing this new bit about Chipotle that's so funny, where someone's pointing at the corn.
It's so fucking good.
And he's like, if I worked, I wouldn't last a shift. He'd be like, oh, is that the corn? Hey, Brenda, we found the corn. He has such disdain for other humans. When he says he reads it all, I'm like, that's so you don't fight everybody. Because if you talked to people while you read, your fist would be bloody.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, you guys have to end.
Oh, no.
Do you want to do that real quick?
Sure.
All right.
We'll do that.
All right. Well, we're going to take a little trip real quick. And we do segments like a radio show sometimes.
Yeah, of course.
Into the Energy Drink Corner. It's the Energy Drink Corner, baby.
Yeah, I'm scared of this one, to be honest.
Okay, let's talk about it.
It's European, clearly.
So, wait, did someone send us this one? I can't remember.
I think this one is from Matt.
This is from Matt. Matt, thank you so much for the care package. He sent us some energy drinks, and we're just going to do one. It's Celsius Sparkling Lemonade. And when I first saw this label, I'm like, wait, is this a weight loss thing? And I'm correct.
Because it says Live Fit.
Yeah, Live Fit.
Is it a weight loss energy drink?
It says accelerates metabolism.
Dude, I'm going to drink 95 of these.
A couple asterisks next to it. Literally a cross and an asterisk. Burns body fat. Again, multiple asterisks. No high fructose energy. No high fructose corn syrup. Sorry. No aspartame. No preservatives. No artificial colors or flavors. It's vegan, non-GMO, kosher, and gluten free. It's kosher.
Oh, I'll drink it then.
Great.
How does it work? Celsius' proprietary Meta Plus formula includes green tea with EGCG, ginger, and guarana seed. Turns on thermogenesis, a process that boosts your body's metabolic rate. Oh man, this is terrifying.
It's the guarana. That stuff's like kind of illegal.
No.
Yeah, because remember the kid on the Baltimore Orioles died from it? Because it makes your body overheat.
I don't know. That's true.
That's why he died? True, He was taking guarana, and there's a Chinese supplement that they used to mix together. Ginseng and guarana.
That tastes good. Oh, fuck. That tastes
really good. Brazilians drink it. Guarana, you know, you might have had it in Florida. It's like, it's got like the, it's got Brazil on it.
It's got Brazil on it. You mean acai?
It's called guarana. That still kind of tastes like diety, though. But
it tastes a little diety.
Oh, wait, hear me.
Guanabana. That's different.
Like, guarana. Guarana?
Guarana is an energy supplement. I didn't know it was bad.
So I took this for a while. This is one of the ways I lost weight. Mm. And your body would completely overheat. You'd be like way hot. Fully sweat. You'd sweat everything out.
Yeah.
It would kill you, dude.
On it, a long time ago, made a testosterone boosting thing. And I'm like, oh, I'll try this. And my body would get super hot. And I've never been so horny my whole life.
All right, so I went, when my blood pressure started to go, like my doctor told me it was up, I'll do this fast because I don't know if you guys are running out of time. I went to this place called Summers. It's like in Soho and they do like shakes and smoothies.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I know it.
Now they have like the little outdoor seating area in the parking lot. Dope spot. So I look up and I like strawberries and there's a strawberry shake and I was like, yo, all right, I'll get that. And I look up and it says matcha powder. Or no, maca.
Maca.
Oh, yeah.
And
I go, what's maca? And the guy's like, dude, it's protein. I was like, oh, put extra. He's like, oh, I got you. And he shakes like a ton of this stuff in there. Yo, I drink this. I get home. my wife could have been bleeding out of her face and I would have wanted to fuck her. Like, I was as horny as I've ever been. My heart's racing. I'm sweating. I'm like, babe, get over here. Oh my God. Right? And she's like, oh, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, I don't know. I might be the maca powder. And she's like, what is that? I was like, I don't know. I was like, but my heart's kind of racing. So she takes my blood pressure, being a nurse. She's like, oh my God, lay down. She's like, my heart is, my blood pressure's through the roof. Whoa. My heart, my heart rate is like boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, babe, lay down with me. And she's like, stop touching me. I was, dude, I wasn't even hard and I was horny. I don't even know how this works. Like, I legitimately, I'm like, I don't know. I'll put two toothpicks and we'll tie it. You know? Like, I was so horny. And then she was like, she Googles it and she's like, she pops her head in the bedroom. She's like, it says it's going to make you horny and your blood heart and your heart race. I'm like, yeah, I know what's happening. Get over here. And she's like, no, you need to lay down. And she's like, I'm going to get you an IV. She was like calling her friends to bring an IV over.
Jesus Christ.
Definitely afraid. I start Googling this thing.
That pussy.
I start Googling it and somebody called it hippie cocaine.
Yeah.
Oh. And it's like, this stuff will like make your heart race. It gives you a shit ton of energy, but it makes you wildly horny. Mm-hmm.
Dude,
I've never touched this shit again. I went back and I'm like, y'all need to put like an asterisk on this shit.
Dude, I used to put it in my oatmeal in the morning and I'd just be horny at work. Just sitting there like, I got maca powder again.
I hate that it tastes like cigarettes. That's why
it is chalky as shit.
The one I got isn't that. The one I got at Whole Foods isn't so terrible.
Weird. All right.
Yeah. Oh, but anyway, this stuff. Celsius Live Fit Sparkling Watermelon. We do it on a scale of 1 to 5 lightning bolts. This is, I'm going to say, this is like a 4?
I was going to say 3.
Wow.
3.75, I think.
I'm going 3.
That's a 3.
I like this.
Yeah. What set the bar?
Really?
Do we have like a fiver?
So a fiver for me is either the yellow tropical Red Bull or... there's this one I got when I was in Australia called Mother, which is
weird name, but also so fitting.
Yeah, but it has almost like, it's the only way to describe it is like white power font. You know that kind of like pointy.
Yeah,
it's like it literally says Mother on the can.
You see that on a shirt and you're like, God, I hope that's a hipster.
But
the Stooges use that font.
Yeah, it's like, but that's my favorite energy drink ever. But it's also like 4,000 calories probably.
Ooh. Yeah. Dude, the white Red Bull is pretty fire.
Oh, yeah.
The green
one's the white
tropical,
one?
Maybe? It's like kind of coconut-y.
I think it's like almost like pina colada.
Oh. Know?
Yeah. Dude, so right before it came out, we did an event for Red Bull. And they were like, yo, you want to try this? And I was like, I really can't drink that much energy.
Did they whisper it like that to you? Did they whisper it to you?
Well,
like
the
that?
Guy was like, you know those trucks that have like their little minis? They're like coolers in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, oh, we're not really supposed to have anyone try this yet. And I'm like, well, it's in there and it's cold.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe.
Yeah.
He's like, you want to try it? And I was like, sure. And I took a couple sips. He's like, hide the can because it's white. People are going to know. Nobody fucking knew.
Yeah.
Nobody cared. But I took a couple sips and I was like, I got to be honest. Like regular Red Bull, I know the flavor of it. It doesn't taste like anything.
Yeah.
It's its own flavor now.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
It's not great, but it's its own flavor. This actually tastes good.
Yeah. That's what the yellow Red Bull is. It's like, they call it tropical. I think it's like mango-y. But it's like
mango passion fruit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have a case of it at home. Like, what of the 6-pack of it? I never drank it. Maybe I should try it.
I like it.
Yeah,
yeah. Get some maca. Try that out.
Put some maca into your Red Bull and
dude.
Fuck
when
it.
I did my Access TV set, I was so exhausted and I kept asking for coffee. And the guy was like, "Yeah, we just put the machine on. Oh, the machine's a little broken, but we're fixing it. We'll get you coffee." So now we're like 10 minutes before the show starts. I'm like, I never got my coffee. Like, what am I doing? I'm exhausted. I slept 3 hours.
Jesus.
Had to be there from 4 o'clock. The show's at 9. I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I'm gonna go on live TV. Like, I need something. He's like, oh, we got Red Bull. In the gun, I was like, all right, give me some. They didn't mix it with anything. It was like straight syrup.
Fuck.
Dude, I drank a whole one of that, and I'm like, I don't feel anything, so give me another one. I drank through those. Every text I got, because it was live, was like, yo, you were speaking so fucking fast. Dude. I watched that set now, and I'm like, I'm married. 13 years. Anybody married? Are you a nurse? What do you do? What's that guy? My set was wild, dude.
That's fun. Yeah. That's a good way of doing it.
I have to now, if I'm going to drink an energy drink before a set, it has to be like... I have to do it like an hour before the set or else I'm like, because I'm already like I already pace around a lot and go, jump from joke to joke quickly in my set where it's like, if I add nervous tick energy to this, it's going to be unwatchable more than it already is.
Right.
But it's like, I've done a couple of sets where I'm like, oh, I'm freaking out because I just had a Red Bull 10 minutes before my set.
I had to do a set this a couple of days ago in front of literally one person at the Creek, and I just like, I was supposed to do 10 minutes. I'm like, I'm going to do 6 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm going to do 6 minutes and just do it. And I just was like screaming all my jokes and just did it and got off stage, and the host came on stage. He's like, did you do cocaine? Just yeah. What the fuck?
Maka. You ever do a set like on high energy drink shit and you're like, do well? And you're like, this is great. And I have to fucking do this every time.
Dude, that's what I'm afraid of doing.
That's what got me. Too. That's what got me.
That's why somebody offered me a beer before a thing and another comic was like, dude, don't do it. Because if you have a great set, you're just going to drink before every set. Mm-hmm. I was like, relax. And it happened. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
And I like, have it in my head like, what am beer. I better on a whiskey? You know
right,
what
right,
I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I like
yeah.
told myself, obviously not. And plus now that I drive to most shows, because you can park anywhere you want at night, I know I'm not drinking. So like that's, but he was not wrong. Like you get that thought in your head, like what if I'm the guy who has to drink before a set?
Yeah.
The comforting thing is like I know no matter what I take before the set, it's gonna be bad. So yeah. Whatever.
You and guys are both so fucking funny. It's hilarious that you're doing this.
And never mind. Actually, never mind.
What?
No, I don't have anything.
Were you gonna say something nice about me?
No.
Damn.
No.
I thought that'd be cool.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Oh yeah. Shit.
Fuck.
God damn.
You haven't had anything in a while.
God damn it.
We're trying to figure out.
You got a soundboard?
Oh no, we just got this one.
Shut the fuck up.
Whenever Life talks, I just tell him to shut the fuck up. With the funk flex.
I like
with
that.
The funk
yeah,
flex bomb.
Flex bomb in there.
What's your podcast name? What's your Instagram?
Yeah. We're doing
Where can people find you?
Check out Cooligans, where we have a really big announcement on the episode that's what's Wednesday, the 28th or the 27th?
Yeah.
Just tell now.
I would love to. Contractually, we're not allowed to. But it's a big deal because there's a contract.
I'm going to contract something right now.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to get some maca powder. check out Soccer Cooligans, at Soccer Cooligans on everything. We're called the Cooligans. We love soccer. We're two comedians. Even if you don't like soccer, you'll laugh. Check that out. And, at Not Alexis on everything else. NotAlexis.
Big fan.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And honored that I got to do this podcast.
Oh, we love you so much.
We're great that we're great. We're thankful that we finally got you on.
Yeah.
This is great. At Micah Brucey on everything. That's it. I don't have anything. I have this podcast that you're already listening to.
At this Diego Lopez, brainmachinenetwork.com. Hit up all of our Instagram or Twitters. If you have any DMs, again, call the number, which you fucking know where it is.
I would love to know.
It just gets on there, man. You follow. Why don't you follow us on Instagram? I've been doing a bunch of stupid looking things on it.
It's 646-389-8225. You can call us and leave a voicemail.
Look at that. God bless you. We love you. See you next time.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.